Chapter 2. Joe Mitchell, From Boston Streets to Normandy's Beaches. Joe Mitchell grew up in the historic city of Boston, Massachusetts, with the echoing tales of the American Revolution ringing in his ears. The brick-laid streets, the ancient cobbled pathways, and the significant landmarks all told tales of valor, freedom, and sacrifice. To Joe, these were not just stories, but a legacy that shaped the very fabric of his being. His father, Edward Mitchell, was a World War I veteran. Every evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon, Joe would sit by the fireplace, listening intently to his father's tales from the trenches. Edward would begin, "The Great War, son. It wasn't glorious. War never is. But we had a duty, a responsibility." Joe's mother, Nell, would often join in, sharing stories of how the community came together during those times. "We women," she'd say with a sparkle in her eyes, "kept the fires burning at home. We prayed, we worked, and we hoped for a better tomorrow." These family moments deeply influenced Joe, but it was at Boston University where his passion for history truly ignited. Between lectures on the great civilizations and discussions about democracy's birth, Joe developed a profound understanding of the fragile balance between freedom and tyranny. His favorite professor, Dr. Lawrence, often remarked, "Remember, Joe, history isn't just about the past. It's about understanding the present and shaping the future." While at the university, Joe forged a deep friendship with Thomas, a fellow history enthusiast. Their debates at the local taverns were legendary. One evening, after discussing the rising threats in Europe, Thomas said, "This is our generation's test, Joe. Our grandfathers had the Revolution. Our fathers had the Great War. What will our legacy be?" Joe took a moment, then responded, "To defend what they fought for. Freedom isn't free. Sometimes it demands the highest price." When the war broke out, Joe's decision to enlist was inevitable. It was a decision he made with the weight of his ancestors' legacy pressing on his shoulders. His family, while worried, understood his call to duty. On the evening before he left for basic training, the Mitchell living room was filled with close friends and family. His younger sister, Emily, with tears in her eyes, gifted him a locket. Inside it was a family photo. "So, you always remember what you're fighting for," she whispered, embracing him tightly. His best friend Thomas, who had enlisted alongside him, raised a toast, "To Joe, a true Bostonian at heart. May we write a chapter in history that future generations will be proud of." Joe, ever the charismatic leader, responded with a twinkle in his green eyes, "Let's make sure it's a chapter they won't want to skip." The evening was filled with laughter, tears, and the echoing sentiments of love and pride. As he set off the next day with his locket close to his heart, Joe carried with him the dreams and hopes of his loved ones. Their voices, their love, and their faith in him became the anchor that kept him grounded amidst the chaos of war.